handmade decorations, strings of red, green, and brown hands made by the children, and these are strung, pierced through cardboard hands, strung up to branches along the shelter belt so that the hands will wave in the wind, making tapping sounds as they click together in the breeze. The scarecrow guarding each end of the shelter belt. The hides of coyotes, deer, dogs, and cow nailed to the trees, making them look like they're a patchwork, a calico of furs. I was just 8 and I'd run away from home. I stayed away for 4 days, living on crackers and sodas I stole from the pantry and vegetables I would raid early morning in the gardens of the farms around us. It was spooky under that bridge at night, creaking even when cars weren't going over it. I wasn't born in this world. 'Twas an alternative world, similar, but definitely distinctly different than this one. There is a lot of sinkholes opening up in the world where I lived, and it would be like these little 2x4 or thin sheets of plywood people would put up covering the sinkholes to try to prevent people from falling. Eventually the covers get covered by leaves and dead foliage and stuff and forgotten, rotten. I discovered one of these. I was running and playing in a field and the ground opened up underneath of me and I fell into a sinkhole. It was incredibly deep, unfathomably deep. Just kept on falling so fast. I was end over end tumbling. Seemed like 15 minutes, but when I landed, it was me coming out the other side of the sinkhole into this world. I've been stuck here ever since. When I was a kid, we had this concrete storm shelter like an underground cellar, cement lined, and down that steep stairway. Along the walls, someone had jokingly mounted a door, a wooden door. It's just against the wall, there's no opening, it's just a door hung up onto a wall. But we used to always go down there, and it's really creepy and dark, and we didn't have the lights down there. And so me and my cousin would dare each other to go all the way down the steps and would knock on that door, because we spooked ourselves that something's gonna knock back from the other side. And we slowly braved it down those stairs all the way, knocking and going from a feeble little tap or two to full-on knocking. The last time we did it, we went all the way to the back of the place, beyond the little wall that helped shelter the wind suckage from a tornado. Totally dark, we had some matches that were lighting up occasionally to orientate ourselves, and suddenly, from that door that goes nowhere mounted to the wall, came a savage knocking. Hardcore. Like something really wanted in, and it was a threatening knock, like a demon knock. So here's how it went down. We had cows on the farm when I was a kid, and Grace, our gray cow, very nice and friendly cow. Dad sold it to NASA, and they took Grace to orbit the Earth. And something happened. It was just insane. A month later, the capsule lands and Grace comes out raging, standing on her hind legs. Insane power and fury, ripping people apart, mutilating them. The whole NASA crew dead. She brought a bloody path to the farm, killing like everybody in the neighborhood, mutilating them. It's just horrible. I walked around the pond, there's all these intestines and bladders and body parts all floating in it. It's heads and arms and fragments of bodies all over. She killed about 85 people before the cops took her down with repeated shotgun blasts.